This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. 5.4 million. That is how many new business applications were filed last year, according to the Census Bureau. That beats the previous record we saw in 2020, by the way, of 4.4 million. Even though many small businesses were hit incredibly hard during the pandemic, feels safe to say that we are now in the midst of an entrepreneurship boom. And that includes Black-owned businesses. For this next story, we go to Tennessee, where a pop-up market is giving Black-owned businesses a physical space to sell and ideally thrive. Nashville Public Radio's Ambrielle Crutchfield has more.
Y'all is here. We're about to kick off. We already got customers in the building, so...
This is Carlos Parti. He's the owner of the brand Cashville. He sells t-shirts and hats. Plus, he's one of the founders of the Nashville Black Market. The origin story of the floating monthly pop-up market is very simple. The cost of a physical store was too high for Parti and his business partner.
So what we did was we started the market, pretty much. We started off with 15 vendors, and it's grown ever since then.
That was back in 2018. Now he says they've hosted almost a dozen events around the city with close to 500 vendors who brought in a total of $500,000. At a market early this year, the Magic Trap owner, Kari Jones, showed customers her incense, oils, and crystals.
Yeah, this is the only jade I have right here.
Back in 2020, Jones couldn't find a local Black-owned business that sold crystals, so she decided to start her own.
I'm very adamant about circulating the Black dollar to support our community and the people that live in the community with us.
For now, she's working full-time in customer service and running her business on the side. Eventually, she'd like Magic Trap to be her main focus. Vendors pay around $150 to have a space at the market. And at a two-day event, Jones says she made almost $3,000.
Yes, definitely worth it.
Nationwide, there's been a significant increase in new online Black-owned micro-businesses. Most have fewer than 10 employees. The Brookings Institution reports they accounted for 26% of all new online micro-businesses, up from 15% before the pandemic. Parti wants to find a way to build his business on the momentum locally.
So what we're trying to do is trying to pinpoint those things to where it's like, okay, we have an event once a month, but if we have this one event once a month and it's impactful, how can we do two events?
So far, he says he and the other Black Market business owner have made $88,000 since 2018. Now the market's co-founders are aiming to get a permanent space where Black business owners can sell their products.
Be able to show, hey, you can make money. But also, we are trying to figure out ways to create this retail space to where that we can showcase our vendors.
Parti says creating generational wealth is a long-term goal. But Parti and his business partner say they need more capital and guidance. That last piece is something the Greater Nashville Black Chamber of Commerce already offers its members. Carolyn Waller is the president of the organization. She says for the chamber to endorse a business, it needs to prove it can bring in consistent sales over several years.
That they're able to produce based on longevity with their businesses and their operational.
Brookings reports that in 2019, Black-owned businesses made up less than 3% of all businesses nationwide. In Nashville, I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield for Marketplace.